You're listening to the Vineyard Milwaukee podcast. For more information about Vineyard Milwaukee, go to vineyardmilwaukee.com. Now, here's our podcast.
Sorry, your new series. It's Empowered. Really excited about it. It's we're basically going to look at the Holy Spirit and talk about knowing the Holy Spirit, experiencing the Holy Spirit, what it means to partner with the Holy Spirit. And so today we're going to focus on who is the Holy Spirit. And I have a clip that I stole from, it's called Alpha Course. We've done it here years ago. I'd love to do it again at some point. But they went on the street and they started to ask some people what they thought about the Holy Spirit, who they thought the Holy Spirit was. So we're just going to take a look at that real quick.
The Holy Spirit, it's supposed to be like...
Going back to my biblical learning.
God, Jesus, and the Virgin Mary, I think, should know this.
I think the Holy Spirit is whatever you find in yourself.
We are our own Holy Spirits.
A compass inside of you that tells you, like, what to do.
You know, what to do and how to do.
Kind of pulls on your hoodie a little bit when you're about to take the wrong turn.
All that encapsulates us, the aura of love, the aura of power.
You know, I learned all this, but it's still such a complex thing to talk about.
Your helper, it's like it's your gut, it's your intuition, it's your ancestors. Somebody speaking to you and doesn't make sense, but if you follow it, it makes sense.
I don't see God being separate from the Holy Spirit and from Jesus.
Giant spirit, kind of, but it's also not.
Yeah, I guess that's confusing because when you pray, you say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So then who's the Holy Spirit if it's not the Father and the Son? So actually, I don't know how to answer that question.
But it can also be a bird, but it also isn't.
The power of God? Something?
It's kind of nuts to think about.
Holy Spirit. I don't know, to be honest. I'm not even sure.
Pretty good. There's some interesting definitions in there of what the Holy Spirit is. I love the pauses, like, that's a hard one. That's a hard question, right? So what we want to do is we want to create some clarity today of who the Holy Spirit is, okay? I know that many of you in the room have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know who the Holy Spirit is. Some of you are still maybe confused of what the Holy Spirit is to you and what the Holy Spirit does. And some of you may be going, I'm like some of those people in the video. I have no idea. I have no idea. Well, in the Vineyard, we believe that the Holy Spirit is a person that has power and has presence. We believe that there's a Trinity, that the Father, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one, but also separate. We believe that the Hebrew word for Holy Spirit actually is ruach. Can you say that with me? Yeah, you gotta like at the end. I don't speak Hebrew, but ruach, as if you're breathing onto someone, right? Which means breath or wind. The Greek word is pneuma, which means breath. Breath is vital for our life, is it not? Right? So it's we describe the Holy Spirit as breath. And the Bible shows us how vital the Holy Spirit is for our lives and gives us lots of examples of what the Holy Spirit does. And I look at it this way, actually. This kind of helps. Some of you have heard me say this before. When we breathe, it feels like we draw in our breath, but we actually don't. There's science out there that actually says the atmospheric pressure is all around us on planet Earth, and we're just creating space for that oxygen to come into us. So we are opening up and creating space, and because of the pressure, the air comes into our body. So at 14 pounds PSI per square feet, at sea level, you are not actually working at taking a breath. You are basically opening up your lungs, and that force of the air is coming in. If you were to go higher in the mountains, there's less pressure going in. That's why it's harder to breathe. Your breathing happens because you create space. And this is how I kind of look at the Holy Spirit. God, the Creator, has given us this perfect environment where all we need to do is relax, breathe out, and we are freely to receive a new breath, which is the Holy Spirit that comes in us. You and I don't really make breath happen. We create space and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. And I want to look at three things that will hopefully help us understand a little bit about the Holy Spirit as we dive into this series. The first one is this: the Holy Spirit reveals themselves to us. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. In John 3, verses 5 through 8, Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." The Holy Spirit reveals themselves to us. We create space to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside anyone who commits their life to Jesus. The Holy Spirit also reveals and uncovers who Jesus and God is to us. We come to life spiritually with the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a graphic up here where I'm going to put up. It gives a little bit of, it's hard to see. If you wanted to snap a picture at it, or we'll try to make it available maybe in our newsletter. If you want to do a little bit of a deeper dive into how the Holy Spirit is represented in the Bible, there's some scripture references there for you in the Old Testament and New Testament. But the Holy Spirit was there during creation in Genesis. The Holy Spirit came to Deborah and Saul in the Old Testament. Jesus was born out of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was raised from the dead through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an active, living, revealing themselves to us all the time. The second thing I want to look at is this: is the Holy Spirit empowers us so the Holy Spirit empowers us so that they may reveal themselves to others. I want to read to you Acts 8, 30 through 38. It's the story of Philip. Story of Philip. And the Holy Spirit moved in Philip. And he's sort of on this journey. And he just got done doing some healing and teaching some people about Jesus. And he finds himself being called to move on and go to another place. And we pick up in verse 26, and it says, "As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, 'Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the, hard place to say, Kandak, maybe? We all agree that I'm correct? Sure. Okay. the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and walk along beside the carriage.' Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' The man replied, 'How can I unless someone instructs me?' And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him." The passage of the scripture he had been reading was, "He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself to someone else?" So beginning with the same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. The Holy Spirit is a revealer who is always revealing. Look at how the revelation is happening throughout the story, right? The Holy Spirit led and directed Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch. The Spirit led him there. The Holy Spirit empowered Philip to explain the good news of the gospel to this guy who was confused. The Holy Spirit makes everything suddenly clear to the eunuch. Dots are all connected, right? Jesus is revealed because the Holy Spirit is leading Philip. The Holy Spirit impresses upon the eunuch that he needs to be baptized. And so the eunuch, like, responds to that. You ever experience anything like that with the Holy Spirit? If those of you who have been walking with Jesus and invited the Holy Spirit into your life, into your being, you ever get sort of prompted and you're like, what? I'm not doing that. Like, we often describe it as sort of, you ever have those thoughts that come out of left field? I like to describe it that way. I'm thinking about something and all of a sudden something pops in my head and I'm like, well, what is that? I think I should maybe pay attention to that. What is that? And, you know, sometimes when you act on that, you're blown away because that wasn't just a random thought. The Holy Spirit put that there for you, prompted you there. And so I can think of a time, it happens to me that that little pop, I'll get names that'll pop in my head when I'm driving. And sometimes, I'm, you know, it's a perfect time to make a phone call when you're driving, in my opinion, because if it goes bad, there's an ending. Hey, I arrived to my destination. I got to go. Sorry, I'm here. I'm at work. I'm at home. You know, it's a great time to make those hard phone calls. So, but when I'm driving, sometimes I've had moments where I had a name pop in my head, and I made a phone call, and they desperately needed a word of encouragement, and I had no idea, but I made a phone call. And I was like, hey, I was just thinking about you. I was driving. I don't know what it is. And then they're like, oh, I'm feeling really discouraged today. I'm really glad to hear your voice. And the next thing I know, I'm like, well, you know, I think actually the Holy Spirit told me to call you. And it comes a profound moment. But the Holy Spirit reveals things to us. Someone in your line at the grocery store, there's some kind of like thing there that you can't describe, but you're drawn, your attention is drawn in to a person at a coffee shop or, you know, in line at the grocery store, and you're thinking, I think I need to say something to them. And then you take that courage and you say something. Oftentimes, that is the Holy Spirit prompting you to move forward. Just last week, actually, in church, I'm not going to use names. I'm just going to say the story because I don't have permission to tell the story. But I saw someone, I found out, got prompted by the Holy Spirit to write a note for someone. And they wrote down a note, and they gave it to them and didn't tell anybody. But the person desperately needed that note of encouragement. Now, he did it during the sermon. Not a good idea, but pay attention. No, I'm just kidding. But this being prompted by the Spirit, creating that space to allow the person, the Holy Spirit, to speak and lead you. Creating space to allow them to dwell in you. The third thing I want to mention is the Holy Spirit brings us clarity where there is confusion. Is there anyone here experiencing confusion in their life? Liars, all of you. We're all experiencing some type of confusion. We're all experiencing some type of confusion. We are all experiencing some type of confusion in our life. And when we create space and we allow the Holy Spirit to start speaking and moving, he is a revealer. He's a revealer. I'm going to be honest with you. I have lots of confusion, okay? But I'm going to share one with you because. Sometimes I get discouraged when I see no one in chairs on a Sunday. I get discouraged. I'm like, oh, it's like 25 people here today. What are we doing? I don't want to do this anymore. I do. I'm truthful, right? I get discouraged. And I actually spent some time this week going over and looking through my past journals, and I actually was prompted to talk about this with my coach as well. And so I'm going through my past journals. I talked to my coach about it. This isn't a new type of discouragement for me, by the way. I've discovered that happens a lot. I'll get discouraged. But I had a really special thing that the Holy Spirit revealed to me this week, is that I might be discouraged because not every chair is filled in this room. But that's not what's important. The Holy Spirit revealed this week what is important is what the Holy Spirit is doing in the room. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me all of the different things that the Holy Spirit has been doing in this room over the years. People are getting healed. Brokenness is being repaired. Life's confusion and messes are being ordered in this room. God is encouraging people in this room. God is showing love to people who feel unloved in this room. People's lives are being wrecked in a good way in this room. And when I see that, that's what matters. That's what matters. That's why we come. We come to engage the Holy Spirit. And He is the revealer. And that's the value. That's the value. He reveals things in times of confusion. Why don't we stand? What we want to do this morning is spend some time with the Holy Spirit. We're going to let the Holy Spirit engage us. Yeah, band can come up. We had a conversation earlier. The band's like, sometimes you don't want us to play. Sometimes you do. Sometimes I know. I don't know. Whatever. Here's what I want to do. There are some of you in this room that may have been like, you know what? I've never truly taken in the Holy Spirit. I've never opened myself up to fully experience the Holy Spirit and live in my life. And I want to invite you to do that today. And the way you can do that is we're going to have our prayer team in the back, to my left, your right. And I would love for you to go up to them and say, hey, I want to actually invite the Holy Spirit into my life. I want to be open to what the Holy Spirit's doing. And I want the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to me. And so that's one group. And the other group is that you're confused. You have a confusing issue going on that you don't have the answer to. And I know everyone in this room. And I know that there are many of you that are in that space. There are many of you that are in that space of confusion right now. And I just want to encourage you to get prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to be the revealer in your situation. I also think, I know we didn't talk about it today, but I really feel like God wants to do some healing. I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to do some healing. And so if you have an issue that you would love to get prayer for, I just want to encourage you to go get prayer for healing, physical healing, emotional healing, whatever it may be. But let's take this, the end of our sort of time together on this Sunday, to focus on the thing that is the real value, and that is to sit with the Holy Spirit, the true revealer, and allow the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does and reveals who Jesus is, reveals the answer to your confusion, reveals His love.
Thanks for listening to the Vineyard Milwaukee podcast. For more information, go to vineyardmilwaukee.com.